Paul, I suppose, Paul, when you're managing a team like Napierczyk, motivation is never an issue because, you know, year after year, this team seemed to have that hunger and have that appetite. And heading into this weekend, that'll be no different.
Yeah, in fairness, they're a remarkably ambitious group of players, and you know, that's been carried through now for a number of years, and that goes from, I suppose, they carry that from match to match, and be it finals or semi-finals or group matches, whatever, they seem to be able to pitch themselves at a level whereby, you know, they're looking to get the best out of themselves in each and every game. Yeah.
Paul, this is a repeat of the 2015 final, if I'm correct. So, you know, you've had meetings with Ballygunner in the past, and of course of the 2017 final as well. So there is that history between the two clubs, and you know, Munster club rivalries, they're not that common insofar as that you don't always meet teams that often in it. But as far as they go, this is quite the rivalry.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable, really, to think this is the third time we're playing each other four seasons, like, you know, in a Munster club final, which I suppose is testament to both teams, really, ourselves and Ballygunner, in terms of, you know, the quality we're bringing to the competition each year. So, you know, there's no doubt about it. There is a healthy rivalry. I wasn't directly involved myself in 2015 or nor 2017, but there were very, very, very tight games. If I think about last year's final, I can remember watching that from the stands, and it was literally 1 or 2 points right up to the end, and I think Napier just finished with a flurry of scores, which probably looked a bit harsh in terms of the end scoreline. But I suppose, you know, I was involved myself under Sean Stack's regime back in 2011, and that was a big breakthrough match. We won our first kind of county championship, and we went down to Walsh Park, and we had a great match against them that day. And I suppose it kind of carried on from there, because, I mean, we would have had such huge respect and regard for Ballygunner, and we were kind of in a good position back in 2011, because we'd nothing to lose having won our first one. And I suppose that healthy rivalry has certainly continued on from there. Yeah.
Does the mentality change, like you said, when you're going in 2011, you've nothing to lose, and now you're going in 2018, and you're kind of seen as the benchmark for club hurling, not just in Munster but outside of it. Does that put an added pressure, or is it just something that these group of players just don't take on board whatsoever?
I suppose from the outside looking in, it does create an element of kind of external expectation there. But, you know, we don't necessarily pay any heed to it much, to be honest. I mean, we're, you know, from game to game, we're just totally focused and kind of, you know, getting our own game right, getting our own preparations right, making sure we get the most out of our training sessions, and the players doing their own stuff in their own time, whatever they need to do and everything. So we, you know, we tick as many boxes as we can from game to game, and, you know, historically, you know, that's there all right in terms of the record and the Munster club record, which I suppose on the outside looking in is a remarkable record. But at the same time, you know, yeah, I suppose you're only as good as your last game, and we know if our standards drop, especially this weekend against a quality team like Ballygunner, you know, records can be broken very, very quickly. So we're very, very much aware of that. Yeah.
And Paul, look, one thing I've noticed from watching Napierczyk, it's not just the hurling talent, and you know that's there in abundance, but physically, this is a very, very well prepared side. They're size wise, even they're a very, very strong side physically, but able to mix and blend that with some fantastic skill, hurling skill as well. It's almost the perfect blend.
Yeah, well, I mean, a very hard-working bunch of players, to be honest with you. I mean, the strength and conditioning, you know, that's not something that's happened overnight. I mean, that's something that's kind of been in the pipeline for, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, to be honest with you. I mean, we have our own gym, state-of-the-art gym, kind of in our own club, which was very much built, constructed, and funded by the players themselves going back, I think it was 2010 or 2011. And, you know, so, you know, they take the game very serious. And, you know, it's, as I say, nothing happens overnight, nothing happens by accident. It's just working very, very hard. And again, as a management team, we're just very privileged to be involved with such a hard-working group of players, take the game very seriously, and, you know, very ambitious, and just want to get the best of themselves out of themselves each year, you know. So, you know, again, we're very lucky, and we're very conscious of that. But at the same time, you know, it's all about bringing as best preparation you can from game to game.
And that culture within the club, it seems to be self-perpetuating culture, and that, the next kind of batch of players that come through, we've seen the success you've had at under 21 level. It seems to almost police itself that the new guys coming in know what's expected of them and that they look to go that bit further than the guys before them.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. You have to go back to the very start. I mean, nothing happens by accident. I mean, and there's very, very there's a lot of hardworking people in the Pearshig, and the kind of the affinity that these players have with their club and the loyalty they have, that that spawned from the first day they walked through the gates of the Pearshig when they were probably 5, 6, 7 years of age. So we're very much conscious of the people, the volunteers that put such great work into them when they're young. And plus, as well, I suppose, if you take them to a certain age and then, they get exposed to, good hurling coaching as well in secondary schools, especially with our connection with Art School Reach and, hurling academies and everything like that. And I suppose all throwing all that into the mix, you end up, I suppose, at the end of the day with a very well-grounded hurler, in terms of technical ability and strength and conditioning and mental focus and everything like that.
Finally, I suppose, Paul, Ballygunner on Sunday, without giving anything away tactically, what are you expecting from them, what message will you be sending your team out with?
Oh, well, absolutely. We're no doubt about it. I mean, we have to be at our best to have any chance at all against Ballygunner. I mean, this is it. This is the pinnacle. This is the last game of this year, we know exactly what they're bringing to the table in terms of the resolve that they have and the great resilience that they have and the great pride they have in their club and with their county and everything like that. So we're fully aware. We've had good chats about it this week, and we studied them a lot. I'm sure they've studied us a lot. There's a message kind of going through within our squad that we have to give our best performance of the year to have any chance here next Sunday. We're fully aware of that.